World Sports from the BBC with Andy Barwell. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, it's all smiles for Louis van Gaal after his first win as Manchester United boss.
This is the new start of Manchester United, and we shall improve every week.
The United States win the Basketball World Cup in Madrid, and a shock in the MotoGP, the runaway championship leader finishes down the field in the latest race. We start though with news of football. Manchester United have earned their first Premier League win of the season after they beat Queen's Park Rangers 4-0 at Old Trafford. The BBC's Gary Flintoff has more details.
Manchester United have spent a lot of money to catch up with the best in the Premier League, and on this afternoon's evidence, the millions have been well spent. The home side dominated from start to finish, with Angel Di Maria pulling the strings from midfield. It was Di Maria who scored the first from a clever free kick, and the Herrera made it two, with Wayne Rooney adding a third just before half-time. Juan Mata scored the fourth before making way for new signing Radamel Falcao, who was denied a goal on his debut by Robert Green. Daley Blind and Marcus Rojo both impressed on their debuts here at Old Trafford. A new dawn for the Premier League's most successful club. Only time will tell. Manchester United 4, Queen's Park Rangers 0.
And this was the reaction of Louis van Gaal after getting his first victory as United boss.
I'm impressed by the result. 4-0 is fantastic. I'm very happy with that. But I think we can do better as this. But for the fans, it was fantastic, because I have to thank the fans for the confidence and the support in spite of our losses in the beginning.
Well, elsewhere in Europe, in Italy, AC Milan have gone to the top of Serie A following a thrilling 5-4 win at Parma. Meanwhile, Milan's city rivals Inter also enjoyed victory. They hammered Sassuolo 7-0 at the San Siro. Napoli suffered a surprise 1-0 defeat at home to Chievo. Valencia moved second in Spain's La Liga after beating Espanyol 3-1 at the Mestalla, and Sevilla are third in the table after a 2-0 success over Getafe. In Germany, Hannover moved level with Bayern Munich and Bayer Leverkusen at the top of the Bundesliga after a 2-0 win at home to Hamburg, which left the visitors at the bottom of the table. And Lille were 2-0 winners at home to Nantes, and they lead the French top division by a point from Marseille, Bordeaux and Saint-Étienne. Bordeaux suffered a surprise 3-1 defeat at Guingamp. Now, the United States beat Serbia by 129 points to 92 in winning the Basketball World Cup. The BBC's Chris Mitchell saw that emphatic win for the US at the final in Madrid.
This was not a good advert for the global game of basketball, because the United States won far too easily by 37 points. Kyrie Irving, top scoring for the United States with a game-high 26 points. There was hope for Serbia. At the beginning of the first quarter, they were 10-5 up. Coach K took a timeout, and his United States team came out more hungry, faster and quicker. There was no stopping them. They went on a 15-point run unanswered, and that was game over, really. In the fourth quarter, there were moments of embarrassment. You could hear the sneakers squeaking on the court floor. It was so quiet inside the arena in Madrid. The United States had come to Spain and beaten everyone in their path easily, averaging a 30-plus point victory margin. They will go home as world champions, the first time they have defended a tournament. Five times winners of the World Cup now. There is nobody out there in the world that looks likely to stop them anytime soon.
Well, Spain's Alberto Contador has won his third cycling Vuelta a España Tour title after a solid performance in the closing time trial stage. Britain's Chris Froome finished 1 minute and 37 seconds back behind Contador, and the Team Sky rider says he found it tough in what was his first race back since fracturing his wrist and hand at the Tour de France back in July.
I expected it to be difficult at the start because I came in relatively light from racing. I was coming back from injury, so I knew I was going to be riding myself into the race. But regardless, my teammates stood by me at the beginning, even when I had a few bad days, got me through them, and gave me all the support I needed all the way up until the end.
Well, golf now, the American Billy Horschel took the limelight away from the world number one, Rory McIlroy. Horschel winning the biggest title of his career, the Tour Championship in Atlanta, and was also the winner of the playoff honours and a big £10 million bonus from that. Reporting from the East Lake Golf Club, here's our correspondent Ian Carter.
Yes, a round too far for McIlroy as Billy Horschel won the $1.4 million for claiming the Tour Championship and, of course, the $10 million for the playoff jackpot. McIlroy wasn't a factor once he found water at the sixth, where he double bogeyed. There were three more drop shots around the turn, and only three birdies in the last four holes helped him into a share of second place. Jim Furyk was joint runner-up, helped him into a share of second place. Jim Furyk was joint runner-up, bogeying the last two holes to ease the pressure on Horschel, who shot an excellent 68. He is the former American, but it came too late to earn him a Ryder Cup spot, and he'll be at home when the US take on Europe at Glen Eagles.
Meanwhile, South Korea's Kim Hyo-jo has won the fifth and final women's major of the season, the Evian Championship in France. She finished one shot clear of the season, the Evian Championship in France. She finished one shot clear of the Australian Carrie Webb. Now to tennis, where France will host Switzerland in the Davis Cup final after Roger Federer defeated Fabio Fognini to give the Swiss the point they needed against Italy in Geneva. World number three Federer says November's final against France is set to be another classic encounter between the two countries.
The most classical matchups I've had in my career have come against France. I think we always lost at home and always won away. So I'm happy. I guess the finals is away. But we had some great ties here this year in Switzerland, in Geneva, and against Kazakhstan with 14,000. Now here again in Geneva with 18,000, over 18,000, I must say. So we're very pleased to be in the finals, and we'll see how it's going to go.
Meanwhile, the French captain Arnaud Clément believes his team will go into the final as underdogs.
Of course, it's going to be very difficult on the paper. Roger and Stan are big favourites for this final, but my players are going to work as hard as possible to beat them. I'm sure about that.
Valentino Rossi has had his first MotoGP success in 50 months with a victory in the San Marino Grand Prix. The Yamaha rider finished ahead of teammate Jorge Lorenzo, with Honda's Danny Pedrosa in third. The championship leader Marc Marquez finished down the field. This report comes from Nick Harris.
35 years old without a Grand Prix win in Italy for 5 years, without a Grand Prix victory for over a year, and with his first front row start of the season, Valentino Rossi produced one of his greatest rides in his 19-year career to secure his 107th Grand Prix victory win, to the delight of the passionate home crowd. At the start, he went head-to-head with Marc Marquez in the early skirmishes. He was not going to be bullied by the world champion, 14 years his younger. In the end, it was Marquez surprised by Rossi's aggression that... made the mistake, and he fell at turn four. Rossi then built up a big advantage between himself and Yamaha teammate Jorge Lorenzo, who'd won at Misano for the last 3 years, while Danny Pedrosa fought off the challenge of Andrea Dovizioso to finish third, and to hang on to second place in the championship by a single point from Rossi. Marquez remounted to finish 15th, and he will win the world title, but Rossi showed his winning ways are far from over.
Well, after the race, the six-time world champion Rossi said it was a hard-fought victory.
It's another battle with Jorge, and with a small advantage until the end. It's like stay on the time machine, and I'm very, very proud because I work hard for be there.
Well, on to cricket news now. Bangladesh closed the second day of the second test being played in St Lucia on 104 for 7 in their first innings. It means that they trail the West Indies by 276 runs after the hosts have been dismissed for 380. Shivranine Chandrapal, top score for the West Indies with 84. Before we go, our top story. Manchester United's new boss, Louis van Gaal, called it a new start for the club after getting his first win, a 4-0 Premier League success at home to Queen's Park Rangers. Stay with us if you can for further updates throughout the day, but for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC. Weekends.